This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just feel like what your bullpen looks like at the beginning of the year versus what it looks like at the end is two different things. So I just, my thing is right now, guys, I need our guys to be able to hit, okay?
But here's the thing. You don't know what Acuña is going to be when he comes back.
No.
I mean, how effective is Acuña going to be? I mean, we got one thing with Marcel. Marcel carried the team and you picked up the $60 million option. That's the biggest no-brainer of all time. So he's back. You know that Matt Olson is a career 250 hitter. You just need some clutch. You know, you're losing Austin Riley. I don't have to remind you guys. That's why it's such an amazing job that Snicker did just to get you in the playoffs against San Diego. When you consider all the pitching issues he had to deal with. But who's going to be out there and who's... We've got to get some more frontline pitching, with all due respect, unless they think that, you know, again, we're always shopping with a Groupon. We just got all of Soler's money off, which makes perfect sense, guys. I'm not faulting AA. Get something for Soler. Get him off the books, because that's money you don't need. Be getting wasted on him. And if this Griffin Canning dude with a better team
can... What's his name?
Griffin Canning.
Canning.
He's only 28, Carl. He's a tall drink of water. He's from L.A.
Look, if he can help us, I'm all for it. But this idea, like, he's coming over here and everybody's like, oh, yeah, I'm familiar with him. Stop lying.
But in the
that
past...
That is what they said about Reynaldo Lopez.
And though. Kevin Gausman and a lot of other guys that have had sort of reclamation projects that turned out well over here.
Yeah. No, listen. You, the scouting department and the folks who are finding these guys and making these decisions, they're doing a hell of a job. The fact of the matter is, it's worked more times than not.
John just asked me on the text line. He's a righty. Griffin Canning is a right-handed
Canning!
Pitcher. Canning.
Okay.
Couple of names. Can I interest you guys in Robbie Ray, former Cy Young Award winner? Mm. He'll be out there. Michael Wacha is a savvy veteran at 33, had a good bounce back couple of seasons down in Tampa. Corbin Burnes will be the prized free agent starter.
Right.
I don't think if you're going to give 130 to Max, that's not going to be enough to get Corbin Burnes.
And by the way, where does Max, real quick, sorry, sidebar, Chris, where does Max, like in the minds of right now, the article's already popping. Third best free agent pitcher?
So I saw an article from CBS Sports about a week ago that had him getting about $160 million. The Braves are just never going to do
that. No, Carl said, I agree with Carl. I mean, in a perfect world, how about 150? Would you come to 150?
No. No.
They're not going to do it.
No.
AA, you cold-hearted bastard.
You weren't going to give an everyday player who was in your lineup 160. You're not giving a guy that starts every fifth day, regardless of what you may think. This is just where I'm at. I do not know, but I doubt it. Chris, all those names are intriguing, but the price tag is what we're talking about. Guys, can we just be honest, though? All this is fun. You know how the Dodgers won the World Series? They hit.
Yeah, everybody was hitting. The Dodgers, of all the Dodgers pitching they've had over the last 15 years, the Dodgers had to go more bullpen starts. They had to bring more guys from the minors, bring more guys into the trade deadline. The one constant was they had the best hitter in baseball in Ohtani. Freddie was on fire in the postseason. The clutch you and I talked about, we missed here in Atlanta the last 3 years. You know, you got it's an entire team of studs.
You know what the Yankees didn't do? Hit.
Well, they also didn't play fundamentally sound baseball.
They didn't, Mike.
They didn't run the bases well. They didn't field well.
But that gets back to what wins, man. Like, if we can hit all this other stuff, we can work out. We'll get – if we need to get another pitcher in middle of the season next year, fine. But we can't do what we did this year
tell you what's going to happen. We're going to go up and get – again, you've already got one. Griffin Canning.
Canning.
That's one. He'll be starting, guys. Mark it down. He'll be starting.
Canning.
So Alex will be looking for one more guy who's going to be in their price range because he always does pitching on the cheap. Look, and again, Chris Sale was a brilliant move. I'm not saying it's all like it's a disaster, but just when you laid it out, all the elite teams, and our payroll goes up, 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 because all these contracts continue to mature with all of your position players that you've locked up. But you still got to prime the pump. You've got to get better pitching.
A couple of more names that are in that B-level category, guys. Sean Manaea, who had a really good year with the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Severino, same thing. Jack Flaherty, who wasn't good in the World Series, right, but he is an unrestricted free agent. And another guy, how about another reclamation project? A guy that was a former Cy Young Award winner, Shane Bieber's out there.
Here's the deal with those guys, and I'm talking about the reclamation projects. This is what I knew about Chris Sale before he got here. You got out of the right makeup, man. Like, some of these guys, they were good and now they're not, or they went through some stuff. Like, Chris Sale's makeup, that's why I believed he was going to be good. Some of these guys you're talking about, Turtle, I don't know. About, I don't know about the makeup.
Let's just pretend for a minute that we really do just don't give a flip and we're going to go for the gusto. How about you get Corbin Burnes? How about you go get Juan Soto?
That'd be great.
And, you know, now you invest $500 million in two guys, but you win the freaking World Series again.
That'd be great. I'd love
just
that.
Just a thought. I mean, again, it'll never happen, but I know we can't think like the Dodgers because we just don't have that kind of TV money and everything else they've got.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.